You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Dre D in the building. Here with my boy B Hub.
What's up, man?
B Allen.
What's going on?
Special guest Mike.
What it do?
Cameraman Mike, one take, Mies.
Yeah, so notice you guys probably know we got a different studio. So Hub, just, you know, tell everybody about the new things we got in store. I know we got a lot of things moving for the fall. You know, let the viewers know what's going on.
Yeah, man, we starting up a vlog series that's being shot by Mike over here.
Yeah.
You know, we introduced Mike to the camera and now he doing his thing with it. So we got that coming up. We got pop-up shop coming up on the 23rd with Olympus Clothing and Cash Over Everything Clothing.
Yeah.
That's at Eastern Michigan Lake House, 2 to 6 on September 23rd. It's going to be catering. It's going to be music. We're going to shoot our first show there, Culture Brand, Campus Culture. That's the name of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting that live at the pop-up shop. You got a chance to win some free clothes if you participate in that. So
make sure y'all come check that out.
Yeah, that's going to be live, man. That's going to be our first official pop-up on our own. So appreciate if y'all come out to that. And then we got the fall line of clothes coming out too, coming out real soon. So stay tuned for that.
For sure. So just give everybody a brief synopsis of what's the Campus Culture show gonna look like. You know,
Campus Culture is gonna be it's like a game show kind of. It's gonna be like asking people questions related to the culture, to our culture. You know, so it could be about hip hop, it could be about sports, it could be about movies, actors, actresses, anything that's related to the culture. And then we're gonna ask a certain amount of questions, and if you get them all right, then you get a hat or a t-shirt or something like that. So
yeah, free gear.
Yeah, we're gonna post that on Instagram and YouTube. That's gonna be our second show. This podcast is our first show, that's our second show, and we got the vlog coming. That's gonna be our next media content that we're putting up.
For sure. So let's get into some hot topics. You know, that's what the theme of our show is about. So let me ask Mike, since we got a special guest in the building. Mike, what makes a woman attractive to you? We want the perspective of a light-skinned brother.
That's a good question.
Yeah, let me take a sip off this cup real quick. You know, what makes a woman attractive to me is what I go off of. Is I think personality is a big factor for me.
Right. What kind of personality you like?
Oh yeah, she got to be cool. She got to be goofy. You know, she got to be, you know, at times, you know, spontaneous, because you know I'm down with that wild shit. And you know, just got to be positive vibes for real.
Yeah, positive energy.
Yeah,
I feel it. What you say, Dre?
Man, I would say, I'm not even going front, like, you know, looks do count for something, but definitely personality, you know, outgoing, you know, she got to be smart, you know, and smart don't necessarily have to mean she formally educated, you know, just someone with some common sense, you know, with some ambition, you know, someone that can drive me.
That's my big thing, is that ambition, man.
That ambition, that counts a lot.
I don't like no girl that just be sitting around all day, man. I don't like that.
Yeah, I need a partner, another boss.
I need you to be doing, you know what I'm saying, doing something productive.
And if you ain't with it, you at least got to be learning, like,
yeah.
Like, you got to at least be peeping some shit, like, damn, I need to be on my shit, too.
Don't just be content at 21, 24, whatever, how old you is. Yeah. You just, you know what I'm saying, you done all you can do, man.
Females, get up off your ass.
Get up off your ass.
No. What about you, B?
Basically, a bit ambition was a big one, like you said. But I ain't even gonna lie, I'm a big one on looks too. Like, you can't just fly by on your personality or nothing like that. But I ain't gonna say I got no set
of looks or
no set nothing. But
beauty is beauty.
I don't know about all that.
Beauty is beauty.
Well, what I mean by beauty is, like, you know, I think people have like a general sense of what's attractive. You know what I mean? Well, I guess I take that back, because you got some people who think attractive a certain particular sets of looks.
It's just
you can be from any type of ethnicity, but, you know, I recognize beauty when I see beauty, you know what I mean? But it's each his own.
Man, beauty's only skin deep. Shout out to them Temptations.
Explain what that means, man. I think that might have went over some people's head.
Oh, shit.
That was like, what does that mean, Mike?
What you mean? It's only skin deep.
Yeah, what you mean by it's only skin deep? Like, what?
So you saying looks is all that matter? Like,
no, it's only. Bro,
he's saying like that's just the top surface.
He's talking. I don't even know.
Yeah, that's only the
top surface.
Top
like,
layer, yeah. You know.
You gotta.
It's much more layers to you know females for real.
I feel it.
So, yeah. So would you date a girl that you don't think is? Put the headphones back on. Would you date a girl that you don't think is? That attractive on the outside, but she's extremely attractive on the inside.
What you mean when you say
she's ugly, bro? She's ugly.
No, I ain't gonna say she ugly. She ain't ugly.
She not bad.
Yeah, she's not. She's not cold.
So she's fugly.
No, she's just not.
Isn't
fugly
effing ugly?
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
She just not. She's not.
No, she all right, bro. She all right.
She's just all right. Yeah, she's just all right.
I'm fucking with her.
You fucking with her?
Yeah, flat out.
But okay, but the thing is, you don't just these ain't the girls you do talk to at the club and stuff. Like you not. Because you can't find all that out.
Well, if you're drunk.
I'm saying, like, they're not going to stand out to you because you don't know all of that about somebody. You've just seen them at the club. All you can go off is they look or they demeanor and stuff like that.
Support, yeah.
But I could tell if a female got good vibes, though, from seeing her in the club.
From seeing her in the club? You could tell.
Okay, you got to explain that one.
You know what I'm saying? If you see her.
You ain't even talked to her yet.
She not on no bull. You feel me?
No, Mike, do be talking about, man, I just like her demeanor, dog.
Bro.
Like,
now, that is one thing, just how somebody carries themselves. That is.
I've heard that, bro. Yeah. I've heard the demeanor.
No, Mike say that a lot, though.
I love it.
I think, like, when people have a certain, like, confidence about themselves or self-confidence, then they carry themselves in a different way. And you can, that you give
you
off
gravitate
that,
towards
yeah,
that.
You give off that vibe.
Yeah, I ain't trying to get off topic, but just like, you know, I got done watching that Bobby Brown story, you know. I don't judge niggas, but. Like, Brown was an ugly dude, man, but he had them, though. Janet Jackson and Whitney Houston, you feel me? So, you know, he probably had that energy.
My man's ain't look nothing like Bobby Brown either, bro.
Yeah, the casting was totally horrible.
Bro, they gave him a pop jaw in the movie. I was crying.
So all y'all seen it? I ain't seen it.
Yeah, I seen
part of it. It's like, I don't know how many parts it is. I seen the part when Whitney died and stuff.
Right. Yeah, he had it rough.
Then his daughter died.
Yeah, he had it rough.
Oh, so all that was in the movie.
They had everything, bro.
Damn.
From the time his grandma died when he was young.
I didn't see none of the new part. I just seen all of the,
yeah.
Like, after probably, like, 2000.
Nah, I'm about to check it out.
Nah, yeah, it started real slow and bad, low-key, but they finished it off pretty good. But, yeah, he faced a lot of stuff in his life, man. I feel bad for dude. Especially, you know, your wife or your ex-wife and your daughter dying the same way. But
yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. Bobby had a stroke. No, I didn't even know that.
So what about... dating women with children. I know everybody has different views and different standards about that.
About what?
Dating women with children.
Oh, with children.
I thought you said with a Trojan. I was all, with a Trojan?
Come on, man.
You say with the children, dating women with children. I haven't had that experience yet. I haven't even. No, I take it back. But I don't really know too many women that I got in my life that got children.
Mm-hmm.
Or have had in my life that had children. So I can't really... I mean, but if it happened, I'm not against it. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about that age.
Is it something that, like, now that you're older, you're more accepting to it versus younger?
A lot of, 26.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's an age to have kids, so.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be, I don't know, it's just going to be something different, something to get used to, especially if I don't have no kid by the time I meet that person.
Yeah. I think with me, because I've experienced, like, dating, you know, a chick with a kid.
For real.
Yeah, and it's cool, you know, but you got to really pay attention to how she, like, is taking care of everything. Like, if she's taking away attention from her kid, like, putting it on you, and that's kind of like a red flag, like, when it comes to, like, priorities and stuff. But, like I said, I'm open to it now that I'm older. Now, when I'm 18, 19, it's kind of like, nah, she need to be focusing on other stuff than the dude. But, yeah, I'm open to it. But I think more than one... It's kind of when it get fishy.
You get fishy?
Yeah.
So could you talk to a girl that got two kids, two different dudes?
No, not at all.
I heard like the main problem.
Not at all.
Excuse me. Not at all.
The main problem with dudes dating girls that got children is like dealing with the baby dad type of problem. Not even the kid, but
yeah,
dealing with baby dad drama and stuff like that. Or the opposite of, you know, some woman messing with a dude with kids, the baby moms be going, going crazy over him and stuff. So
yeah, I ain't had no issues.
I ain't trying to have a drama in my life for sure.
Yeah. But it's always in the back of your head though, too. Yeah. And then too, like with me, it's like, all right, so if say you kicking it with a little dog or whatever, but then you and no girl don't make it or whatever, you totally just cut the kid off? Like, I mean, that'd be hard to do.
It depends on how long y'all was rocking, though. Like, you gotta if it was just a couple months, then yeah.
So you got two mics?
I mean, that's not your man's, like.
Bro, you don't got to cut him off, but
she's still a child, though.
So you just going to be taking, like, what you mean?
That's what I'm saying. That's a rough spot. I don't know how I react, you know what I mean? Because it depends on the relationship.
I think at that point, it's just got to be, I see you when I see you.
Oh, yeah, if I see him, it's all love. What's up, little man? Hey.
I'm saying, like, say you was with a chick for, like, 3 years. Say you was with a chick for, like, 3 years. You know what I'm saying? And then y'all break up or whatever. And he's at the age where he knows, you know, where the Christmas present's coming from and, you know, stuff like that.
Like, I'm so you?
Hey. You know what I'm saying? It's like, say you buying them Christmas presents and everything.
It's going to be a sad,
you know,
Christmas.
So now y'all broke up. You not buying them Christmas presents no more? Not, you know, hitting them up on birthdays? No.
I might hit them up on the birthday. And I might, I don't know. It just depends. You said how long, though?
Three years.
That's tough.
3 years.
I don't know.
And it's tough. And I was like, we was living together and stuff like that? Or is it just I see you every so often? If it's I just see you every so often.
Then I wouldn't necessarily say living together, but.
If we was living together, then yeah, I'm for sure going to probably.
Yeah, that's something different. Because like, I ain't never lived with nobody for real. So
yeah.
I don't really know how it is to live with
especially with a kid, though.
Yeah. I just think it would be awkward. Because like, what if, okay, like say, for example, you still, you know, take little dude out or whatever, and you know, his dad still come through. She got a new boyfriend. He's coming through, and you coming through picking up little man. That's too much traffic.
It could be confused depending on how young he is.
But it's people living. I mean, it's people living like this. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Some people make it worse, some people don't. So
what I'm saying, it's too many people to be. I mean, that's confusing. It depends on how old he is. If he like 5, 6. You know what I'm saying? That could be confusing. Like, who was all these dudes?
I'm a kid. I'm saying, dog, all these niggas hitting my mom. Oh, my God.
I only think little kids think like
I'm
that.
I'm about to say, what age you talking about?
Bro. Yeah.
Whatever. Like, if he 12, 13, he for sure, like.
Say, anything younger than 10, you probably not really
thinking about
it. I'm
10. Who are all these men hitting my phone up trying to hang out with me?
You probably just saying, who are they?
See, my mom.
But you would probably know, though. You would know, okay, this is my dad. This was, you know, dad while dad was gone. And then this is the new my new boyfriend.
I don't know. But I never liked
you
that.
Still got then you got the plumber that be coming around. You got
that's what she be saying.
Oh, this is just a family friend.
Yeah,
you said what?
You gonna be confused, bro? Yeah. It's gonna be too much. She's just gonna start naming.
She got other dudes. She got other dudes, and they ain't coming around like that. They just, you know what I'm saying, coming through.
Yeah, I think a lot of that too goes back to, you know, don't be bringing everybody around your kid.
For real, I'm about to say you gotta. Probably I would say the female probably look at them a little different if they just got niggas coming around left and right. Around your kids.
Okay, so back to what makes a woman attractive. If she got kids, is that a little, you know what I'm saying? Do you feel a little way about that?
Yeah. I feel a little way. It's not like a deal breaker, nothing like that, it's still something to think about. It's something to ask your homeboy, hey, bro. Know what you think I should do? You know what I mean?
I would just say, at least for me, I'm not really at that point in my life. I'm probably getting to the age to where we just wouldn't be at the same spot in our life for life to really mesh. So it had to take some work to make that one work. But
Say if you was talking to a girl for like 2 months, she got a kid, and then she asked like, "Can I have $50 for Ray Ray's field trip?"
Field trip. Where is Ray Ray going?
Is it filter? You going to see the point?
Real talk, I'm probably going to, yeah.
50 for
the. Slide out. Slide right. to him.
50 ain't that bad.
But she be like.
It depends on her and it depends on her.
Say
200.
Stuff too. 200.
I'm talking to her, you said?
Yeah, you talking to her. But he, you know what I'm saying? Baby dad, he out here.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying. He dead.
If he got like a dad that's present in his life, hit dog up, man.
Man, why I got to hit him up?
Cause that's his father. That's his name on the birth certificate.
I would say the only thing that would make me mad is the baby dad ain't got nothing on it. You ain't got nothing on it, but I'm putting everything on it. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not even. I ain't gonna say like I show love, but that ain't my kid. At the end of the day,
I'm like, hey, Ray can't go to everything. He can't afford it.
He might have to miss out on the 200. Bro, where they going?
If I'm talking to her, I know she got a kid. Hey, he need 200. If he my little man, he getting 200. If I got it, flat out.
All right, you must have just watched that too. All right, so going into this topic though.
You know what I'm saying?
I was talking to my boy.
I'm not gonna call that man up. That deadbeat.
Bro, no, of course you not calling him. She supposed to be calling him.
Yeah, I'm for sure gonna say, her dad got you know that's the first thing that's gonna come out somebody. Oh, damn, he ain't got shit. So he always broke. But
so if you're talking to
I'm not gonna hold it against the youngin. He gotta go. He gotta have some fun. He gotta live too.
But okay, then the next week she break up with you. Then you're gonna be looking down.
I'm not even break up.
Y'all ain't even together.
It was for the kid. Nah. I'm not. I don't know. Of course, I'm like, damn, I just got that little nigga 200. But I ain't gonna be tripping. I ain't gonna be tripping like that because it was for him. For her, I would have been on tip.
All right, so what about this? I was just talking to my boy the other day, and he was talking about, we was just talking about how, like, you could be talking to a girl, or you could have some girls and shit, and it just be, you just be broke at this period of time. Like, say you met a girl out, get on, and then, you know what I'm saying? Y'all clicking, y'all vibing and shit, y'all want to hang out, but you broke. How do you finesse through that?
Oh, my God.
That's a good question.
You got to.
How do you finesse through that? Like, because my man said, girl ended up hitting. Like, he was messing with this girl, whatever, and he couldn't fuck with her and shit. And she thought he was just weird because he was always spending her and shit. But he ended up telling her, like, a year later, like, man, I was just fucked up. Like, I ain't had no money.
Did he have a car? If you got some wheels, then you could make something shake.
You know what I'm saying? You know how
you
got to
make
something shake somehow, bro.
But I feel what you was on,
ain't no
half
stepping. You ain't about to. We ain't going to McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to go to a goddamn roof, Chris.
That's when you pop out. But look, that's when the pimp come out of you. You know what I'm saying?
If she really rock with you, bro, you going to make it work.
But I'm talking about off the rip. Yeah, I'm not talking about like y'all been talking. I'm talking about off the rip. You broke off the rip. But you got to be, you know what I'm saying? When you meet a new chick, you better hit up one of your mans.
You might as well not even rock
bro,
with
I'm
you.
I ain't letting my mans borrow no money to go take no girl out.
Wow, y'all ain't real.
Come on, bro.
Bro,
you borrow some money, you got a bill to pay. You need some gas, something like that. But to go take a girl out, bro, what?
No, I don't know. I would think
if any of y'all got to that point where it's like you will ask me, then I would think y'all really.
But I'm saying it's like a chick that you really.
You know what I'm saying?
My priorities is fucked up. If I'm asking for some money to take a chick out, if I ain't got it, yeah.
Shoot, when I was in college, I used to let my roommate borrow my whip.
That's different. I'm talking about like nowadays. I ain't talking about college.
No, I'm not doing that. Yeah.
If you got bills and you trying to, you know, you living for yourself. You asking for $50 to take a chick out?
I ain't gonna do that shit.
Like I said, I wouldn't think any of my peoples would do that. You know what I mean?
But if I hit you like, yo, Dre, what's up? I'm like, shit, man, I'm trying to take this girl out, bro. You got like 50, I can bro.
Like, do you really like this bitch?
I'm like, I just met her. No, I'm just trying to hit.
Nah, bro.
What if I really like her, you gonna let me?
If I'm up, I might slide my man 50 and be sick about it.
We'll try to finesse. We'll maybe, you know, we'll do a double date and I'll just cover the whole thing or something.
Some low-key stuff.
Oh, man, I remember I was out one time. It was my man, girl, birthday. Nigga was low as hell. Dog. Came up from dog, bro. Let me get me a drink. Get me a drink. Matter of fact, get one for my girl, too. You know, I'm solid, though, so I did it.
I'll probably finesse it like that. I remember. So both of the females basically won't know. You know what I mean?
Nah, I'm paying for three people. Yeah. I'm paying for me, him, and her. She don't even know it. Yeah. I'm like, damn. Then I can understand
some little stuff like that. Like, y'all already out. You with him and stuff, but like, you hit me up to borrow 50 to go take your girl out, bro. That's like,
bro. Nah, I feel y'all coming from. I would do what Mike said.
Yeah. But what would you do if you was in that situation, Mike? I'm going to go around with everybody.
I ain't going to lie. I know you've been in situations like that, probably. And I know I need a couple screws. I ain't fucked up, though. I ain't doing this. This ain't happening this no time soon or nothing like that. But at moments, yeah. When I was fucked up, I got a girl number. I knew if I just had the chance to take her out, I could hit it. Hell yeah, I called my man. Bro. Bro, I need 50. I'm about to go to the movies. And I'm going to hit it in the coupe.
You're going to hit it in the coupe.
Hey, you'll be surprised how old these things is that still get hit in the coupe. That's all I'm going to say.
Mike living a teenage life. Hey,
I hit things in the coupe. 24 years old, nigga.
Okay.
They don't even care.
That's funny.
All right, Mike.
I look at them a different way. Damn, you ready to
They probably looking at you a different way.
No, they the ones that want to do it.
All right, so
it ain't my idea.
Okay, say it ain't a girl that you just trying to do like that. You trying to really talk to this chick.
Oh, I'm gonna tell her I'm low.
You gonna tell her like off the dribble? Like
she gonna No, lie. I ain't lying. I got too much pride for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm for sure. I don't know. I figure something out. I ain't gonna lie. But if she fuck with me, and we've been rocking for a minute.
No, y'all haven't been rocking for a minute,
but I want her though. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, like say you just got a girl number.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all been talking for like 2 weeks, and you know what I'm saying? You keep on
but BSing. I'm low,
you keep
I'm low.
Your, yeah, because you low.
Man, chalk it as an L, player.
Hey, that's not happened to me,
nah, bro. It's nothing you can do about that.
I done had girls I couldn't talk to because my car was messed up. Yeah. I ain't had no cheese.
Nah, you, whatever. I think like, car the biggest
thing. You got to catch them on the back end. You got to... Hopefully, if I got a car back later on, in life.
If I got a car, I can make something shake. If I ain't got a car, it's chops.
Yeah, I mean, it's for sure.
So what you
got
gonna do if
no car? Stay in the house.
But let me ask you this: do I got a car?
You got a car.
If I got a car, then I mean, hey, I'm so broke, I can't even take it to the movies.
No, I'm just saying you low, like bro, you she ain't trying to do this. She, bro. You know, she. Let's say you done went to the movies once already. Now what? But you still low.
Yeah.
She like, let's go. She's giving you little hints. I'm hungry. And that's another topic I'm about to bring up in a minute,
I'll take it a putt-putt or something. Like
I'm going to finesse it as long as I can.
No, you know I'm a bro.
I'm
going to
finesse
know.
It as long as I can. I'm going
to try. She's like, I ain't coming through. I ain't coming through the crib till you take me out to Benny's.
That's
bird. Talking about
if she come at me like that, it's probably over with.
Yeah.
But if she's still rocking with me and then she asking, like, she hinting at, like, bro, okay, it's getting over with. We're going to have to do something else. Then I'm going to have to just chalk it up and I'm going to have to just...
So you'll chalk it up before y'all willing to tell me
No, no, that's what I'm saying. Chalk it up and just give it up. Like,
no, I'm saying.
I mean, I ain't never going to tell her that I'm low.
Yeah, I'm going to tell her.
I ain't never going to tell her, female or male, that I'm low.
That's a problem, though.
Yeah, I would.
You know what I'm saying? You might miss out on a real chick if you tell her.
Yeah.
But by just... I ain't going to say it's being weird, but just, you know what I'm saying, being distant and just...
That's kind of how you're going to find out,
but I'll be doing that, too, though. I ain't going to lie. I ain't saying it like... I'm just saying that is a problem because. That could be a real chick. It'd be like, oh, I got you. Come on, I just want to have fun with you. I ain't really worried about it.
She's going to have to accept, you know, little small dates like the movies or bowling or something like that.
Bro, you can't afford none of that.
If I can't afford none of that.
Hey, them is not small dates.
That's what I'm saying. That's a regular
bro, the food in there, you eating in the movies, you buying drinks in the movies now.
What about if you go out?
We damn near blew half an eighth before we went in the movie.
If you that low, stay your ass out the club.
You ain't been there to say you met her at work or something. But you've been willing to talk to her for the longest.
If I'm at work, I should have some cheese.
If I'm at work, we playing it at lunchtime.
No, look, say you low. Look, listen, say you low, but you scraped up some stuff to go to the to take her out to the movie theater or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then she get to going in there trying to go crazy.
Oh, I'm sweating bullets. Mm. I might text my man Cash at me a dub. Yeah. Hey, bro, Cash at me a dub.
What date is this?
I'm probably going to bring a credit card or something.
You took her to the spot and you ain't got no cheese, but she like, oh, can I get a large popcorn and can I get a slushie? She like.
At that point,
can I get a slushie?
I might play Rose. Like I swipe and my card just ain't hitting.
Damn.
We got to dip.
Hell, I ain't doing that.
We got to dip, baby.
Mike is the man, somebody that does the most to get out of a situation. Oh, shit. I would tell you that,
baby. I swear it was just hitting.
Nah,
sorry,
to avoid that, I probably hit the stove before we went to the movies. Just so I
get some.
It's
snacks?
Gonna be cheaper. It's got to be cheaper.
Get some snacks. I always get the stove before I go.
I might just keep it real. Hey,
no.
I'm talking about
before we get up in here.
Like
hey, before we get up in here.
Oh, you the mom.
Lie.
You the mom in the grocery store.
No, not even. No, I'm
don't
just
touch
I ain't gonna
nothing.
Lie. No, that's
nothing.
How you gotta play it. I don't get paid till Friday.
Oh, yeah.
She's gonna be like, this broke ass.
Yeah, you through.
You're through, bro.
What you pick me up for?
Yeah,
because I wanted to spend time with you.
If I can't get a large popcorn with extra butter on it, what is we on?
Bro, you lucky I took you here because we was going fire stick and chili.
And that's how it is.
But that's honestly how I would play it if I'm in that state, you know what I'm saying? Where I'm down.
Girls be trying to come through, bro. A lot of times.
Well, you only got to. I only be hollering at the ones that's about that life.
Yeah.
Okay. Straight up. You just got to know yo.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, if you ever got on a girl, you be like, I can't mess this one up.
Yeah.
Or no, I gotta at least pursue it. If it don't work out, it don't work out. But
I for sure know what you're talking about. Yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't be hollering at them type of chicks if I wasn't in that right place at the time.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If the opportunity just falls in your lap, say, Yeah, say she come up to you, bro. You at the club. Bad chick just come up to you, hop on, boom, give me your number, boom. Mm-hmm. Leave you, text her, you send you little emojis and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But you low. It was just your man's birthday. You got in the club for free. You didn't buy no drinks. You had a free night.
You played it crazy.
Mm. You just happened to have a cut.
Just happened to have a cut.
So no way. So how you going to play it?
Hey, you texting her. Give me a dub.
She talking about all this. I'm going to school. I got a job. I'm about to do this. I'm about to do that.
You ain't doing nothing.
Like, I'm scraping up a dub, taking it to the movies.
Second date. Bro. You're not even going to make it through the night, bro.
How?
Bro, if she talking like that, that's the thing.
How? I swear with dates, bro. Look, that's the thing. When you go on a date with a girl that you don't know, you can't go with limited funds.
At all.
You can't go with $20.
You have to be prepared. Bro.
Yeah, you have to have at least 100.
150 on you.
No, I'm going with 100. Out. And I ain't trying to spend 100, but I just got to have it just in case. Just in case. Because say you get caught out there bad.
And that's low.
Something happened.
Ain't no coming back from that. That's not just one chick. That's all her friends know. It's over with.
Some shit like that happened.
No, that just happened to me for sure. Hopped in my car, my drink shaking like a mug. I ain't got no heat up in that mug. She looking at me crazy.
She like, what? This shit about to break down.
Hey. No, because the plan was never to get in the car. And then it just got, somehow we ended up in my car.
Yeah.
And it was all bad. That's why my car was bad. I wouldn't pull up on no girl.
Did it break down?
No, it didn't break down, but I'm like, man, my car acting crazy. She like, yeah, I see. I'm like, yeah, man, it be like that sometimes, bro.
I think either way it goes, you just got to play it cool somehow.
Hey, coupe issues is always going to happen.
No, those is hard to explain, though. Yeah. Your car is janky?
My car is janky. What about yours?
Mm-hmm. Mine is not. Nigga, I got 2018. What you mean?
Hey, well, do you want to hop in the janky mobile or you want to be in that 2018? I'll drive. I'll fill you up. Shit.
Then you going to fill her up. I'm saying you low. All right,
come on, bro. Yeah, bro.
You
know,
put that on the gas.
I might have to hit my man's up. Half off gas, baby.
The other topic I was going to bring up is like, y'all ever be messing with girls or a girl y'all talking to? It could be your girl. It could be a new girl. And they just be like, they always wait till they get to your crib to be talking about they hungry. I was just talking about this with my mans at work, bro.
They do what?
Every time they get to your crib, they be hungry. I know a girl, she on her way to my crib, say she hungry.
I got a couple.
Did that happen? That has to happen to you, though?
A chick always talking about she hungry. Just so happened when she like hitting me up to come see me or something.
Oh, you ever had a girl hit you up, be like, out the blue, what you doing? And then be like, I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Where it seemed like the purpose of her hitting you up was getting
females
a meal.
Females is always hungry.
No, females.
That's some college shit for sure.
Yeah, girls, man.
And I'm always hungry, so what you want to do? So at that point, we both eating. Now, am I going to take you to the best spot? No. Am I going to take you somewhere where we can eat? And maybe potentially you get back to my crib. Yes, I'm doing that.
If you hungry, then yeah, we fast food shorty. Like,
I might not even do that. I might take you to the bees.
Applebee's.
Yeah, 2 for $20. Ain't that right, Hub?
I don't know nothing about that.
Fuck that. You get about $16 meal.
No, you could do that too, though.
What?
A $16 meal between the both of y'all?
That's some new shit. I ain't heard of that.
The
shit,
$16.
No, it's not like a deal. I'm just saying you end up spending $16 versus spending $20.
Y'all can get the $16 meal. I'm like, when they come out with that shit.
I might respond to it like, I ain't even hungry at the moment. I'm starving. I'm not. I just ate.
Oh, Mike sound like he get out of any situation.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Get out of everything, baby.
This thing's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, how... I ain't even gonna bring that up.
Yeah, don't bring that up.
I was about to talk about the
they might be listening. Don't bring that up.
All right, we're gonna talk about that time when
catch that on the day to day.
Oh yeah. What's the next topic, bro?
Let's get into some sports, man. What's been going on in the sports world? What y'all think about this Kaepernick and Nike situation?
I think that was lit.
I love it.
Like I am right now. No, I think that was tight, though. And they said they was paying him the whole time. I mean, but that's a long time to be keeping him in the Ducks, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good for him. You know what I'm saying? So, because at least he can get a bag. You know, but at the end of the day, I think Nike was just, you know, being opportunist.
But I think they
were paying him the whole time.
I think they were smart. He was always signed by Nike, I believe. But mm-hmm. I think they was pretty smart by not dropping them too soon or making any sudden moves too soon. They just kind of let it play
them,
out.
People to judge them by that.
They kind of let it play out. And I think I just seen something today that said that Nike sales was up like 30% of the, I don't know, I might be lying, but they was up a lot though.
I mean, because Nike's Nike at the end of the day.
Yeah, but I heard Adidas had passed him up though, low key. Somebody did say
that. Adidas, they stepping their game up.
No, they for sure stepping their game up. Which Yeezys is probably the biggest boost for them though.
Yeah,
Yeezys.
Had to be.
Yeah.
But hold on. Did y'all see that?
Hold on, before you get to that. On the same thing, what y'all think about certain people burning their Nike gear?
I think that shit's cheesy, bro.
That shit whack.
Yeah, the people that's burning the Nike stuff probably don't even really rock with Nike like that in the first place.
That don't even make sense, bro. You burning your Nike gear because they burning the worst gear, man, though. That has not done nothing bad.
Exactly.
Man has not done nothing bad. I ain't saying ever in his life, but I'm saying like what he's doing is not a bad thing. It's not like some Donald Trump shit. This is, he's trying to do something positive.
Yeah. And I mean,
send a positive message. He ain't did no, it ain't like he, not saying Malcolm X was bad, you know what I'm saying? But Malcolm X was with the violence. Like, he's peace. He's trying to make things better in a peaceful way.
Yeah, I mean, Nike's not angels and saints anyways. I mean, they do a lot of other negative stuff that, you know, people ain't getting up and uproar about and burning stuff about. Like, I just think it's cheesy. People just do stuff for the moment.
But did you see, I see my man's posted a picture. He was at the Goodwill. And he posted a picture of all these little dad Nike shoes and so whatever. And he was like, the lady said, we've been getting a lot of these all week. Like, they had like 8 pair of dad Nike shoes on the table. She was like, we've been getting these all week.
Yeah. Like, people was giving them up.
Yeah, people was giving their turn.
Nobody want them old ass shoes.
They don't want no Nikes.
Like, give up the good ones. Shit.
I think Nike just like.
I'm saying the people that's giving them up. Yeah, they want to give up the
bull.
Yeah.
The bull, though. Don't give up the bull.
I'm saying the people that's giving them up ain't wearing J's.
You going to give up that good Nike. Give up the good Nike that's in your closet.
That is their only Nike. No, no.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, people that's throwing away Nikes don't really mess with Nikes anyways. They probably got their Nikes from JCPenney.
They got some good Nike in there. At the end of the day, Nike
just like Apple, bro. Like, they're not going nowhere.
Did y'all see Cardi B try to fight Nicki Minaj?
At first, I thought that was like fake, but that was really Cardi B. Yeah. You think that was fake?
They said she ain't even get close to Nicki.
No, because one of the security guards, I think, accidentally elbowed her.
Boy, my hair used to knot up like that, though. I used to hate that nut. On my birthday, I had a skating party, nigga. I fell. Fattest knot on my head, dog. My whole birthday, I was sick.
Embarrassed.
Yeah, I wonder what that whole beef is about. I heard a lot of female rappers say Nicki Minaj be hating and stuff.
She do be hating. Y'all ain't been saying all the shit she been saying. She is hating on Travis Scott hard.
For real? What she say?
Talking about he ain't had a number one album because he was selling.
Oh, yeah, she was mad she was number two or some shit like that.
Like, nigga, it's harder to sell a t-shirt than an album. Yeah, like, to sell your t-shirt with the album, I swear that's harder than selling the t-shirt by itself.
Yeah,
I mean, selling the album by itself.
I don't know what Nicki problem is. She in a class of her own. I don't know why she.
She's in a class of her own when it comes to female rapper.
As far
as longevity, but I'm as far as success
hot,
right now,
yeah, hot right now.
No, I mean, hot. No, not hot right now, but of all time, I mean,
but who's been a class of her own? She's been by herself for a long time too. Ain't really been too many female rappers. That's
because it was no competition.
Exactly. So who are you competing with?
I mean, it ain't her fault. There's no competition.
It's comp.
You know what I mean?
It's comp now.
No, it is comp now for sure.
But I mean. Like I said.
And so you think she's scared?
No, she ain't scared.
Nicki.
No, I think she just she already made being a little envious. Prosper.
Yeah, she that's just all real.
Yeah.
Because
at first she was getting auto awards every year. Like I said, there was no competition for
it. Exactly.
You know, but at the end of the day, I still think even if you look back at Lil' Kim's, Foxy Brown's, they still didn't get to Nicki Minaj level.
But I'm saying I think people are just tired of Nicki, like her style, switching up the voice, doing all the little acting shit. I think everybody, they like, fuck with Cardi now. She be on some real ratchet shit. Like, fuck with the city girls. They just like, it's a different time. You know what I'm saying? And if you adapt to that time, you just gonna look like somebody's biting a wave like Drake be doing. You know what I'm saying? So she's really got to stay true to herself, which she doing. But I'm just saying, you may not be that top dog by yourself.
Yeah.
You're gonna use other people on that level now.
I still think Nicki's probably more talented than Cardi B.
Yeah, I feel like... Well, I ain't gonna say that. I feel like maybe musically.
Yeah.
Maybe musically, because Cardi B got a way of getting people to fuck with her outside. Like, people was fucking with her before she started rapping.
Yeah. Her IG and stuff.
Yeah. So, that's talent. That may not be the best talent. You know, I mean, I ain't gonna say the best talent, but the most noticeable talent, but it's still talent. So, have people fuck with you on the ground like that.
Yeah.
And we'd like to say rest in peace to Mac Miller. You know, fellas, what's your thoughts on that? Another rapper died of an overdose.
I think niggas just need to put the drugs down, bro.
Put them down.
Yeah, I don't get what's the point, man.
I think
I get the point. For some people, I think it's like they be trying to self-medicate. But like, dude, there's too much information out there about these drugs. It's like you should know better.
You know what I mean? Nigga, just don't fuck with them, bro. Like, do what you know and, and chill. Sit your ass down.
I'm saying, man, just do some smoke, some weed, drink some liquor.
Yeah.
And just, you know what I'm saying, just live your life like that. All the extra drugs, all the coke, crack, pills. I think that pills is really what's
killing everybody. I think it's the pills, too.
Because you ain't never really heard nobody die off of no coke.
Mm-hmm. Nah, niggas die off coke.
I mean, people do, but I think it's more people die off of pills. Because I think with pills, you don't always know how much you take in.
I'm saying, niggas be... It be new shit every day. Like, niggas don't be knowing what they taking.
And it's the lean, man. I seen video. Y'all seen a video with him and French Montana pouring up some lean. French like, man, I'm telling you, man, that shit is too much. Like, he's like, no, I'm good. He's like, bro, that shit gonna have you missing like a couple shows. He like, no, I'm good. Like, that's what it was, him and Mac Miller.
Mac Miller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Mac.
Is that what he was into? Like, leaning pills and stuff?
Yeah, I guess. I wasn't really paying attention to it, but I didn't even know. Usually you could tell when somebody be on the drugs. I couldn't really tell with him like that.
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't really mess with Mac Miller like
that. Yeah, I didn't. All I knew was about him. He was like connected with Wiz.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
He from Pittsburgh. I think they went to the same high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just knew he came up with Wiz. Yeah, but yeah, put the drugs down.
We were just talking about this shit. Where was we at? We were talking about what if it would have been Wiz. Niggas would have been sick.
Some people were saying, it was making posts about like Lil Wayne. It's like, when I hear, if it ever happens to him, people gonna be sick as hell. Because Lil Wayne looked like he like a zombie walking.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. If they would have said they were him, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I felt like that. He kept having seizures and stuff.
Yeah, I think the seizures is the lean and the pills.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
But what else we got, man?
Man, so what's up with, y'all probably don't want to talk about it. Y'all ain't college football fans, is y'all? Michigan?
I watch Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan's some trash, man. I think Harbaugh need to go.
Michigan trash?
They bounce back today, but
but you playing against Western.
Hey, no, what y'all think about Brandon Edwards talking shit about them on Twitter? I think that was like,
I ain't see it.
He was talking about they was trash. He said one of their O-line, called one of their O-linemen out by name, said he was trash.
Is he trash?
Man, it don't matter. He's played for Michigan
you're part of university.
He's a Big Ten employee. He's a Big Ten announcer or whatever he is, commentator.
Yeah, you have access to the team. If you wanted to say that, you could say it to them. You don't gotta.
But I'm saying, that's your alma mater, man. You don't trash your alma mater publicly.
Yeah, I thought that was tacky.
I think if you playing bad, not to say.
I feel where Braylon Edwards coming from because they did play bad.
If you was the center, because I think it was the center he called out. You the center. He said, Blair Allen is trash. He wrote that on Twitter.
I guess you going to be better next week.
No, that's whack.
I feel
where he was coming from, but if he felt that way, he should have said it to them.
He could have did it a different way.
Yeah.
He said that today.
No, he said last week. Notre Dame.
Shit, how he play this week?
I don't know. He's playing Western.
Yeah, they bust Western ass.
No, I don't think Western scored.
They had a field goal.
They had a field goal at the end.
Wow.
And I think he missed the first one.
Shout out to them Western boys, baby. Them Broncos.
My little cousin didn't get to play. I heard he had a little mild.
Yeah, he do play for Western.
Mild concussion. But he'll be back next week, you know.
Right. We used to go crazy
popping
up there.
On special team.
Shout out Western.
Yeah, man. KZU days, man. Yeah, man. And so, I'm trying to think. When you got shit else?
Starting to wrap it up. Head towards the end. So, you know, talk about my man's LeBron. LeBron and these Lakers, man. What y'all think these Lakers going to do this year?
Who? You said who?
Your former favorite team.
LeBron James.
The Kobe's?
LeBron James.
I like what the Lakers is doing.
I ain't going to lie, bro. I think they did some whack shit over the offseason.
Lakers?
What move did they make was whack, sir?
I just feel like they went and got some veterans that
they got like a bunch
Rondo.
Of misfits. They got like
I like
a bunch
Rondo,
of misfits.
But I don't think that probably is the best point guard you could have went out there and got.
What I'm saying, getting Rondo,
I mean, he's
Lance,
not the starting point guard.
Beasley.
Lonzo is going to be the starting point guard.
Look at everybody they signed over the offseason.
It's all misfits. JaVale McGee, Rondo, Lance. Beasley.
I think the focus was, after they found out they couldn't get another max free agent, it was like, all right, let's get a whole bunch of guys on 1 year deals.
Yeah, 1 year deals.
But you could have got one, two, nice.
A few.
Nice players.
They just wanted to get to the playoffs.
I don't know who you would have went and got, but you could have went and got.
I feel like they're going to be the fourth seed this year.
Yeah, I see him being the 4th-5th seed.
I got Golden State, Houston. I still got San Antonio number 3. Last year
they make or break.
Look, last year there was a couple games away from being a three seed with nobody.
I think they're gonna be nice this year for sure.
This year they got DeMar.
Because people sleeping on DeMar DeRozan.
They lost niggas too. Well, Manu.
I'm about to say they lost Manu. I mean, but they still got Pop. And they got DeMar and they got somebody else with him.
Nigga
too,
Pop don't dribble his ball. And I think
which I think the East gonna be. I think Toronto gonna be good too.
Toronto gonna be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, now LeBron ain't over there no more.
Boston gonna be nice.
Toronto, Boston, Philly,
Milwaukee. They need to get they act together. They got the potential to be nice.
Yeah, they do though.
It's gonna be a fun year to watch in the East cause just because LeBron ain't in there no more.
I want Kyrie to go somewhere else, and I think
I want Ozzie.
I want him and Jimmy Butler to go to the Knicks. I think that'd be sweet.
Yeah, I want him to go to the Knicks too. I ain't know about Jimmy. Jimmy talking about going to the Lakers.
I don't think he gonna go to the Lakers.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Jimmy going to the Lakers, playing up with LeBron. He said he was welcome to the idea, open to the idea.
I think if push come to shove, I think the Lakers may try to trade for him, but I think they probably want to wait and just see if they can get somebody out right without letting go of anybody.
Bro, fuck.
Yeah, but I think the signings they did was kind of like weird, but they were 1 year deals, so it's not like these people are going to stay long term. And then also, it gives you flexibility if you need to trade people.
Who went in the ring this year?
I don't know.
I mean, Golden State probably most likely winning.
Golden State, I think they're going to win.
But I think this is going to be their last year altogether.
They still got Boogie.
They still add
Wow.
Knicks.
I think after this year they're gonna break up.
Shout out to that boy Boogie.
Yeah, I think they're gonna do their thing. What y'all got in the college football? Bama.
Hope not. Can't stand them niggas.
I like Bama. I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't gonna say I'm a fan, but I like watching them play. But
I don't like watching them play. I just like how they are a good team.
They be cheating, bro.
How they be cheating? They don't be cheating.
They just offer scholarships, bro.
They just cheat on recruits, but they don't cheat on the field.
Yeah, they just better. Yeah. They big.
Hey, I think my man strong. Gonna be sweet in the league on Michigan. Mm-hmm. Rashawn Gary,
he need to like cut up a little bit. Like he still looks fat.
I think he gonna be sweet.
I think he has the potential. They say he's supposed to be like a top five pick.
For real, he's nice though.
Yeah, because he was number one player in the country coming out of high school. But yeah. I think he just need to get his body together. He just don't look like a pro athlete.
You seen that All or Nothing shit with them?
With it's Michigan? Like,
yeah,
I remember you talking about that. And I didn't see it.
It's tight.
What is it?
It's like what's that show that be on Netflix?
Hard Knocks.
No, not Hard Knocks.
Oh, not Last Chance
Last
U.
Last Chance U. It's like that with Michigan.
Oh, that's cool.
They got a bunch
what's
of them.
What's it on?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, see, I was looking for it on YouTube.
I got the Fire Stick. Y'all ain't got no Fire Stick?
I got one. Yeah.
I got one.
Shout out to them Fire Sticks.
Bro, Fire Stick is the best in the jailbroke. It ain't even jailbroke. It's really just
the only thing. And I think you said you might have did it, but the only thing I can't watch on the Fire Stick is the live games. I can't never find
it. We got ways for that, man. Don't look to the. You know how to watch the live.
I know how to watch them now. I just can't do it on the Fire Stick.
You know how to watch the live games, bro.
Yeah. Look, my Fire Stick, I had to keep updating that, boy.
Hey, so we ain't did a podcast in like a good month. Dre wasn't on that one. And so I was on vacay. So yeah, so let's catch up on what you been up to, Dre. In the last 2 months, man, what's your life been looking like?
Man, I've been chillaxing. Had the summer off, you know. Went to NYC, sightseeing, you know.
Shout out to NYC.
How was New York?
New York, man. It was New York. You know, a lot of people, stanky, you know.
Stanky.
You know, all that trash on the streets and everything like that.
I would say
it's
dirty.
Hmm? I wouldn't necessarily say it's dirty, but it's a lot of traffic. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, how was Philly? Mike went to Philly.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Philly, man. South Philly.
Shout out to Philly.
Yeah, you shout out everything. He shout out everything. He feel like he got damn sway in this motherfucker.
I want to say drop a bomb, but you know, we can't do that. But
how was Philly?
Philly, oh, man. Ain't nothing but love there, man.
Brotherly love.
Hey, brotherly love. It was one of the great experiences. Philly is nice. For real. Good food out there, too.
Me and Blair went to L.A. this summer. That shit was lit. That's where I'm trying to move, man.
Yeah, it's too far for me.
I don't know if I want to live in like L.A. or Miami or nothing like that.
I feel like L.A. cool. I never been there before. From here, it's cool. But it's like, I want to live somewhere I can be able to drive back. Yeah. To this side of the,
you can't
necessarily the crib, but this area. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
You know, I can't just.
I don't want to move out there.
Can't just hop in the car and drive off.
So y'all like homebodies, y'all. No, Michigan. Y'all love Michigan.
No, I'll probably move to like
them,
Atlanta. Or
them
like
spots.
Yeah.
Them spots.
I moved to the South.
Something like that,
bro.
I'm born.
So you ain't like LA movies out there?
No, I liked it, but I liked it for a trip. I don't think I liked it.
You don't like it to live there?
Probably not.
I feel him. Why though? Like, I'm born, baby. That shit is I'm born.
Bro, that shit is I'd rather
be like Chicago, born. New York.
I don't even want to be around all them
people. Y'all the cold. I feel it.
Bro, LA.
Hell, I'd rather go to Georgia.
LA is a great vibe, bro. Texas. LA ain't the great vibe.
They got the great vibes.
Great. Nigga, talk about if you go out to eat somewhere. You can go out somewhere different to eat every day for the fucking rest of your life.
You can do that everywhere, bro.
No, bro.
Nah.
Yes, you can, bro.
Not in Ipsy.
I mean, that's a small city. Not even in Michigan, bro.
I'm talking about LA. You can go somewhere different to eat every day for the rest of your life.
What do you mean different? Do you mean like different kinds of food?
You ain't even
gotta
go far.
No, I'm talking about different restaurants.
You ain't even gotta go far. Not, where we was at.
Bro, you can do that in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
They got Mexican restaurants. You got American restaurants. Chinese.
LA is about as big as Detroit all the way up to fucking Ann Arbor. That's how big LA is.
I understand that.
So it can't be done in just Detroit.
Man, shout out LA.
Plus, you got the beach. The beach, say the beach, the beach is a whole different vibe from the Miami
LA
beach.
Lovely.
I don't even know.
After you think it's a different vibe? The Venice Beach from Miami Beach? Because yeah, Venice is straight tourist. Like.
So was y'all able to smoke out there when y'all was out there walking around?
Legal. Duh. Legal. Bet. We walk straight into the dispensary. No car, no nothing. Walk straight into the dispensary, cop tree.
Yeah.
I think if that's I was nice. To move out of Michigan again, it'll probably be like a Florida.
I'll go to North Carolina.
That's like you trying to go out there with the hurricanes, but you ain't trying to go to Cali.
I'm in North Carolina.
It's earthquakes in Cali, bro. Hurricanes in Florida.
How many people you heard die from a hurricane versus an earthquake?
That's a good question. More hurricanes.
Yeah, hurricanes is definitely worse. Yeah.
But see, I'm not thinking about none of that. I'm not worried about natural disasters. Natural disaster is a natural disaster.
But that's not like a natural disaster. That's a. Like,
it is a natural
disaster. It's a natural disaster, but it's not like a once in a lifetime thing. That's an every year thing.
What, hurricanes? That's,
yeah.
Earthquakes is too.
Bro, but they're not deadly.
Forest fires. Natural disasters, bro.
Every single year they talk about Hurricane Sandy, Hurricane
And
Harvey,
every single year there's hurricane. Forest fires. I know you. Hey, Mike. I know you seen some forest fires,
bro.
In California,
be in the forest,
bro.
Right.
Imagine.
Yeah. No. They be everywhere.
There's no guarantee you're gonna live in the city. I mean, no. A forest fire doesn't necessarily have to mean you're in the wilderness. It's just you're in the suburbs.
Choose where you want
to
live.
No, bro. Them fires is deadly.
It's a fire.
Like I said, I'm not even worried about natural disasters, bro. I'm just worried about quality of life.
The only place proximity to things I want, places I want to be in Cali. The only time I don't hear is a fire. Forest fires in Compton. So if you want to go live in Compton,
Mike, you gotta go to LA.
You can avoid. Hey, you can avoid forest fires.
We need everybody got to come,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. The next trip, I think a lot of niggas need.
No, I'm gonna be ready.
The next trip, all four of us got
to
go, bro.
I'm gonna be ready.
Yeah, I wish I would have went to Cali though.
That shit
for this living wise.
Girl was out there.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
Like I don't even know why you ain't going.
Yeah,
bro.
I don't know why Dre wasn't out there.
Cause bro, we was on the same plane.
Oh, damn, Dre.
Because, bro, it just would have been, you know.
But she wasn't even at the spot we was at. Only time I seen her was on the airport. Was at the airport.
It wasn't on the airport.
I was low on some cheese, man. I ain't going to lie to you.
You was low.
I'm talking shit. I wasn't low.
Coming back to being low.
Like,
I'm about to say, Dre ain't been low since we was in goddamn sixth grade. That nigga Dre keeps money.
Yeah, so yeah, we appreciate y'all tuning in to episode 5 of the Culture Brand Podcast. Like we said, we got the pop-up shot at, is it McBob's? Bob's Lake House?
Big Bob's Lake House.
Big Bob's Lake
Big House. Bob's yeah, Lake House.
Imagine park at the student center, walk down by the little lake. You see us out there going crazy.
September 23rd, 2 to 6, right?
Come through, show
yeah,
love.
Come go. We got the new crop sweaters coming for the women, man. People been really messing with those. So
yep, the fall collection.
Yeah, come check that out. Come check out the show, too. We're shooting a Culture Brand Campus Culture episode 1 live September 23rd at the Bob's Lake House.
All right, so we appreciate y'all. Holla.
Peace.